it has to be tackled in a multi-departmental way. You know, it's not just about guard resources, it's about transport, road safety, it's about education, it's about my little part of youth diversion. It's about like social media companies playing their part.
Well, that is something that needs to be done today or tomorrow. I searched one video of this type of behaviour. Now, I'm talking about stealing cars, purposely trying to evade Gardaí. Watch that video for 10, 15, 20 seconds, and every second video now on TikTok are these instances, either trying to evade Gardaí scramblers in cars, hotwiring cars. The way the algorithm worked, TikTok believed I was interested in it and just kept feeding me these videos. Now, say I'm an impressionable 13-year-old, thousands of likes on these videos, hundreds of comments. Get in there, lad. Go on, lad. Fair play to you, lad. TikTok can stop that today.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And I have discussed this with the Minister O'Callaghan. And I understand the Gardaí have already been on to Commissioner Naman. And Commissioner Naman are the state agency responsible for interacting with social media platforms. So they would know the right designated person to talk to within the different social media platforms. And we know at the moment that the social media platforms are in breach of their code of conduct. There's already a code which stipulates that you cannot glorify or amplify criminal and dangerous activity.
Doing that, yeah.
And they're doing that with impunity at the moment. And it's, you know, it can't be stood for.